Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to today's episode of Financial Lifeguard on Duty. I'm your host and financial lifeguard, Christine Lucan. I help people who feel like they're drowning financially get to a safe place and catch their breath. Then I teach them how to swim. Even if you're an experienced swimmer, it's still good to have a financial lifeguard on duty just in case the water gets rough. Today's episode is Taming the Money Monster. I'll discuss the various ways that the money monster rears its ugly head and how to tame it into submission. When our financial lives are in disarray, we feel stressed out and anxious. Many times we're scared just to see how bad the situation really is. Money can be like that monster under the bed. It paralyzes us and keeps us awake at night. If you have little kids, or if you can think back to when your kids were little, or even when you were little, when a child wakes up in the middle of the night and is screaming and is scared and thinks that there's a monster in the closet or under the bed, what is the first thing that the parent does? First of all, you comfort your child. Then you go into their room and you turn on the light. And you show them there's not a monster under the bed or in the closet. So maybe the cat was under the bed, or there was a stuffed animal in the closet that maybe in the shadows looked like a monster. And so that's essentially what we need to do with our money when we've got the situation of being scared and afraid to face the truth about money, is we need help and support from people around us to give us comfort and help us bring that monster out into the light. You know, when we try to ignore the problem, we walk through our days with this undercurrent of dread about our finances. We're afraid to face the truth, and we do our best to ignore it. And this actually makes the situation worse. So the solution to taming this out-of-control money monster is pulling it out into the light and examining it up close and personal. I promise it's not as bad as it seems. Gathering up all of your financial information, tallying up your monthly payments and your balances on your debts can seem scary. But the best way to tame the money monster is to get it out of your head and onto paper. And that essentially means doing a budget. If you don't know what you're dealing with, you can't make a plan to improve your situation. And sometimes people need to get to the point of being sick and tired of the situation that they're in order to change. And actually, I say that my best coaching clients are the ones that come to me and tell me, I'm sick and tired of feeling this way. I'm sick and tired of not having any money. I'm sick and tired of being in debt. And the reason why is because when you're at that point of being sick and tired of being sick and tired, that is the point where you are willing to accept advice and direction and follow the steps to get out of debt, to get a handle on your money. You know, taking responsibility for your current situation, it's not easy. It's painful to face the truth about ourselves. We frequently feel embarrassed or ashamed that our situation is as bad as it is, and that makes us hesitant to ask for help. You know, I had an accounting degree. I had worked for several banks while I was in college. I worked as the manager of accounting for a multi-million-dollar company when I hit financial rock bottom. And it was embarrassing for me. I was ashamed of the situation I had got myself in because I knew in my head what I should be doing and I wasn't doing it. And there was a variety of reasons for that. But the fact of the matter was, you know, here I was keeping the books for a multi-million dollar machine tool company, and I couldn't even keep my own checkbook balanced. I was bouncing checks. I was late on my car payment. I had passed the utility bills in my name. I got into trouble with check cashing places, the payday lenders. And, you know, I wasn't walking the talk. You know, I knew what I should be doing and I wasn't doing it. And that created a lot of shame for me. And I didn't want to tell anybody how bad it was because I thought people were going to judge me. And that's the reason that I talk about these things, about my own life, and share these stories with people that I'm trying to help, whether they are in my classes or they come to me for financial coaching, because I understand that feeling. But that shame and embarrassment can block us from getting the very help that we need. And the more we keep things hidden, the worse the problem grows. And the interesting thing is sometimes when I sit down with people and we actually lay everything out on paper, I frequently find that in my conversations leading up to the coaching session that I'm expecting things to be worse than they are. And once we get everything laid out on paper, I will say, well, you know what, the situation really isn't so bad. I know you think it's bad, but to me it's very clear the steps that we need to take to get you moving in the right direction. And it's the same thing with that monster in the closet. The more you keep it in the dark, the more frightening it seems. But when you bring things out into the light, then they diminish and you can actually see what you're dealing with. And that's one of the biggest things is that if you have this vague thing in your head, you don't exactly know what you should be doing to fix it. And I remember being, in the thick of all my financial messes, I would be laying in bed trying to balance my checkbook in my head because I was trying to fall asleep. So you can obviously see how well I slept. I had a lot of insomnia. And a lot of stress. But I would be thinking, okay, you know, my paycheck is coming in tomorrow, and hopefully that check I wrote 2 days ago hasn't cleared, and I need to pay my car payment, and I need to make sure I've got enough money for rent, and hopefully I've got some money left over for gas and groceries. But because I never put it down on paper, I never really knew how much money I had exactly. And that's a bad thing. And honestly, it doesn't take that much time and effort to put things down on paper. But because we're scared and we're embarrassed and we're ashamed, we don't want to face that truth. Now, in the process of taming the money monster, we usually have to deal with some underlying issues. Some people get into financial trouble because they were never taught how to properly handle their money. And so they need to devote themselves to their own personal financial education. However, a lot of people, like myself, know what they should be doing, but they get derailed by emotional or relational issues. You know, for me, it was being in a codependent relationship. I did not like conflict. I would do pretty much whatever it took to not have arguing or strife in my relationship. And so a lot of times I allowed myself to be talked into doing things that were against my conscience as far as what I knew I should be doing with my money. And, you know, my self-esteem was low. I had a hard time standing up for myself. And that was a real problem for me. I had to go and see a counselor as part of my recovery And that was an integral part of my financial recovery as well. Because if I hadn't dealt with those underlying issues, that same thing could derail me as well. And I have had clients come in where when I see them the second time, their financial situation is actually worse than the first. And it's usually because there's some sort of underlying emotional or relational issue, whether it is, they're addicted to shopping because it makes them feel good, whether it's they are helping a relative, whether it's a grown child or a sister or even a friend, to their own detriment because they feel like they should or they have to, which was essentially the same situation that I was in. But sometimes people get into money trouble because of insecurity or trying to keep up with the Joneses, self-esteem, or it might be not just an addiction to shopping, but some sort of substance abuse where they are doing bad things with their money in order to support their habit. So sometimes the money problem, the money monster, is actually a byproduct of something deeper. And those issues have to be dealt with. So please, if that's something that affects you, go see a counselor or some sort of support group for those types of issues while you're working on your finances as well. If you don't have that other component, you may make some progress in your finances, but if you don't deal with those underlying issues, those are going to come back to haunt you and eventually derail you again. Sometimes it is helpful to have an objective third party help you through the budgeting and debt reduction process. My dad did this for me. Every time when I left my ex-fiance, I had to move in with my dad and stepmom for a couple months to get back on my feet. But, every time I looked at my bills, I felt upset and angry because for me, there was a story behind each of those debts and how they came to be. I was mad at my ex-fiance for not helping me pay any of those bills, which he helped me run up. But my dad was able to take the emotion out of the budgeting process for me. When I saw the Dillard's bill of $900, I knew all the things that had been bought. And to me, that were a waste of money and how much of it was my stuff and how much of it was his stuff. But to my dad, it was just a $900 Dillard's bill. And it went in the list of debts in order of priority. And he could look at those bills objectively and help me make a plan to systematically pay those off. And I needed somebody like that in my life at that time to help me work through that process. So he helped me logically lay out a plan to pay everything off. So if that's an issue for you, and maybe it is a divorce situation or, whatever it is, but if you look at your bills and you really are overwhelmed with emotion, then it would certainly be a good idea for you to seek the help of a financial counselor such as myself or a family member or a friend who is financially savvy. So I hope these tips have been helpful for you regarding taming the money monster. For those listeners who are in the greater Cincinnati area, my budgeting basics class will be held on Tuesday, June 23rd at 6:30 p.m. This class will help you tame the money monster by creating a financial roadmap to help you get from where you are right now to where you want to be. The Budgeting Basics class is great for anyone who wants to get their finances under control. If you're a recent high school or college graduate, I highly recommend that you attend. I sincerely want you to avoid the money mistakes that I made in my 20s. So for anyone interested in attending the class, go to my website, christinelucan.com, and click on the Events tab. Thank you for listening to this episode of Financial Lifeguard on Duty. I look forward to talking with you next time. Until then, have a fabulous week.